You want to hear something startling? Only 15 out of 100 black students nationwide are proficient in reading. Well, just let that sink in. That's a failure. On January 16th at the Crown Plaza in Warwick, Rhode Island, Denisha Merriweather from the American Federation for Children will be speaking. She has launched the Black Minds Matter Project. It's a national movement to celebrate black minds and support excellence and promote development of high-quality schools for black students. She's going to be the keynote speaker. I know her because of Ed Batista from Rhode Island Families for School Choice. And both Ed Batista and Denisha Merriweather both join me now. Good morning to you both. How are you?
Good morning, Dan. Doing great. How are you?
Good. Denisha, thank you. This is Jim, and I think I disconnected Ed, Danny, because of the way the lines were set up, but we'll get Ed Batista right back. Denisha, that statement frightens me, and I know it's from the material. I know you'll be speaking at the Crown Plaza on the 16th. That frightens me. Where does that come from?
You know, it ultimately comes from an inequity in the public school system, and it's nothing that's new for since public schools have been around. Black students, all minority students, to be frank, but black students have performed. There's been a wide academic gap between black students and white students, and nothing has seemed to remedy that. We've dumped so much money into the public education system, and yet we have what is called the school-to-prison pipeline, where students are basically, we've deemed it this, but pushed through the K-12 education system, not knowing how to read. The reading levels is 13 out of 100 black students across the country are reading on grade level. And so we know that these students are ending up in the criminal justice system. And that's why I launched Black Minds Matter, to bring attention to this inequality. It's not enough to say that, you know, the country or their organizations that's going to support the betterment of the black community and whatever that looks like, and not talk about education, because that's where it all stems from. That's where a lot of the crime and vice comes from, because students don't know how to read, they don't know how to do critical thinking or do math, and so they end up in the criminal justice system. And we do have a feasible alternative, so there is hope. You know, we have school choice.
Yeah.
Students who participate in school choice programs perform better than their public school counterparts. And I know firsthand, because I was one of those students who I went to my public schools. I failed the third grade twice. My entire family dropped out of school. I'm the first in my family to graduate from high school. I went on to college and received a master's degree. And it was because I got a scholarship to go to a private school in the sixth grade. So school choice works, especially for minority students and our vulnerable populations.
I know you'll be talking about that. The school fair is January 16th at the Crown Plaza in Warwick, Rhode Island. And Ed, I apologize for disconnecting you there, but Ed Batista introduced me to this and to Denisha Merriweather, and he's responsible for getting her on. He's from Rhode Island Families for School Choice. Ed, I think part of the problem is, and what you're trying to do, is spread the word, and then bringing Denisha to be the keynote speaker, I think, is part of that solution, correct?
Jim, thank you so much for giving us the time, for being here today, and for bringing some illumination to this issue and to focus on it. But I have to give you some disappointing news. Due to the rise of positivity in COVID, we have decided that we cannot move forward with the event on January 16th. Yeah, but we are still trying to get the word out. In fact, everything that is done locally in our state and in all of the other states of the nation is done with the mindset that it is a prelude to National School Choice Week.
Yeah.
Now, School Choice Week, which is a national event, begins on the 23rd of January and runs for the entire week. And every state takes part in it. And this year we were going to have this wonderful school fair with various types of schools and parents coming to meet and greet and talk to the various different leaderships in the schools about the various options in the state. But just let me back up for 1 second and tell you that our group, Rhode Island Families for School Choice, is a local group. It's a group of volunteers. We firmly believe that Rhode Island parents are the primary educators of their children and therefore should be empowered by the legislature, financially empowered, to select the quality educational program that best meets the needs of their particular child. And this is something that is happening in other states. There are 28 states in the nation that have school choice programs, and they're broken down within various different levels of activity, and we're very close to the bottom of that. We have a very small, limited school choice program in Rhode Island. So what we're trying to do is to get everyone to realize that the time has come that they should advocate for themselves and tell their legislators that we do, in fact, want to increase our school choice options here in the state. Yeah. And Tanisha brings a wonderful story to tell that is just, you know, it's a poster child for what we're talking about. Give students an opportunity to do something that they love doing in a place where they feel secure and happy.
And Denisha is, thank you, the Director of Family Engagement at the American Federation for Children. And if you want information, blackmindsmatter.net. But Denisha, you say in your bio you had three beasts to overcome or circumvent: being black, being poor, and being the daughter of a 16-year-old girl. And then you say the fourth was that your where you were going to go to school was enforced by law and your zip code. And there's a lot of pushback, I think mostly from teachers' unions over school choice. I mean, your example is stellar. What would you say to them?
Yeah, and you're right. The major opponent that we have to school choice is the teachers' union and all of the propaganda that they put out against school choice. And what I would tell them is, you know, first, let's take a real close look at what's happening in communities where I grew up. Are the schools actually performing and teaching kids how to read and write and do arithmetic, have critical thinking skills? How long have these schools been underperforming, and how much money has went into these schools to try to remedy this? And I already know what the answers of all of those questions are going to be. And my retort will be, we need something else. Something else has to change. Something else has to be implemented. And that is allowing parents to use their tax dollars to go to any school that they want their kids to go to. Whether that is a private school or a charter school, we've seen a growing rate, specifically, yeah, in the black community, but across the country, especially due to the pandemic, of homeschoolers. The black homeschoolers went from 3% to 16%. They saw the highest growth amongst homeschoolers across any demographic. So parents need the monies to educate their kids the way that works best for them. That line that you read, you know, just being born in poverty is not going to set you up for a blighted future. Being black is not going to set you up for a blighted future. And being born to a teenager is not going to set you up for a blighted future. However, when all of that and on top of that is compounded with, okay, you're stuck in a community school that doesn't encourage you, that doesn't believe in your hopes and your dreams and believe that you can achieve greatness, that can set you up for a better future.
It's very interesting. BlackMindsMatter.net, BlackMindsMatter.net. I want to congratulate you on your success, Denisha, and thank you for your time. Denisha Merriweather, American Federation for Children, and, of course, Ed Batista, who made this all possible, from Rhode Island Families for School Choice. Not just Rhode Island, everywhere, folks. Denisha, Ed, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jim, so much.
Take care. God bless you both.